Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a message of unity and progress on Tuesday evening during his first State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump stuck to the script, touting his administration's accomplishment. The president made an appeal for domestic political harmony.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key.
A record number of opposition lawmakers boycotted the president's speech. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus wore kente cloth as a rejoinder to Trump's recent disparaging remarks about African countries.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Members of Congress reacted to the State of the Union speech. Some praised its bipartisan tone, and others wish he had used the national address to more specifically discuss some of the issues facing the nation. Democratic Representative Lou Correa was among those unhappy with a four-point immigration reform plan by President Trump.
For many of us, building a wall is a symbol of division, of negativity.
Republican Representative Steve Chabot said North Korea is a top foreign policy challenge facing the United States and that it cannot be ignored. The Trump administration is also defending its decision not to impose immediate sanctions on Russians named in a congressionally mandated report. The State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer explained that current law is already hurting Russian companies. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is heading to Asia for trade talks with Chinese leaders. Rosanna Philpott has more.
The British Prime Minister touched down in China for the first leg of a crucial three-day trip. Britain wants to cash in on China's growing middle class and booming services sector once Brexit kicks in. And May is under pressure to take a success story home.
What is going to happen when we leave the European Union is...
where her leadership is under fierce scrutiny, even within her own party. Those for Brexit say she's watering down plans to leave. Those against it accuse her of risking Britain's economy.
There was Rosanna Philpott. Three Kenyan television and radio stations remained off the air Wednesday. Jeff Custer reports.
The stations were shut down while airing live feeds Tuesday from a Nairobi park where supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga gathered to watch him take a symbolic presidential oath, a direct challenge to President Uhuru Kenyatta. A day later, the broadcasters said they had not heard from authorities. Attempts by Reuters to reach Kenya's Communications Authority for comment by telephone on Wednesday were unsuccessful. The stations are considering filing a petition to the Kenyan courts in hopes of having their broadcasts restored by court order. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hong Kong lawmakers gave final approval Wednesday to a government proposal banning local ivory trading in the Chinese territory by 2021. This conservation activist details what they would like to see next.
Step up the enforcement to make sure that there will no longer be any illegal trade into Hong Kong or through Hong Kong.
Researchers say Hong Kong is the biggest retail of ivory in the market. The proposal also includes significantly stiffer penalties for smuggling of ivory and other highly endangered species to deter black market sales. A Thai court on Wednesday sentenced six people to jail for setting fire to portraits of King Maha Vajiralongkorn and his father, the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej, in several spots around the northeastern province of Khon Kaen last year. Thailand's Les Majesty law is the world's toughest, and those judged guilty of breaking it face up to 15 years in jail for each count of offending the king, queen, heir, or regent. Philippine Ombudsman Conchita Carpio Morales said Wednesday that the order by President Rodrigo Duterte's office for a 90-day suspension of Deputy Ombudsman Melchor Arthur Caradang is patently unconstitutional and would risk the constitutionality guaranteed independence of her agency, which investigates officials' alleged corruption. Duterte said last year he would not cooperate with an investigation being led by Caradang for an alleged bank account he maintained while mayor of Davao City, but did not declare publicly as required by law. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.